Welcome back to Texas 360. We are 1 week away from Houston Texans cheerleader tryouts. Now, if you're on the fence and still don't know whether you want to come out and try out, well, here's a look at last year's tryouts to see if you've got it. We're going to talk with Britton right here. How'd it go?
It went good. I think I did okay, so we'll see what happens.
Is this the first time you've tried out?
It's actually my third time. It's been 3 years since I've tried out.
You know what they say about the third time?
Third time's a charm.
How long have you been getting ready?
Since last year. Yes.
Tell us about the outfit. It looks great. What's the inspiration?
Thank you so much. My inspiration was the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I saw that they did this really cool, like, bird outfit, and I was like, that would be a cool tryout outfit.
How'd it go?
I think I did really good. I'm tired, but I didn't mess up, and I had fun, so that's the most important thing, but I did really good, I think.
There's so many people looking at you, and you're dancing. The combination, and it's a lot different when everybody's watching you.
Was it fun or is it nerve-wracking both?
A little bit of both, but it's a lot of fun.
Remember, Houston Texans cheerleader tryouts on March 28th. All right, why were we in Waco for Pro Days? Well, John Harris helps me explain.
Go get it.
Go get this thing,
baby.
Go get this.
Hey!
Bryce Petty, he's got a pretty good arm, doesn't he?
Oh, man. He threw it well today. And I think when you go back and you look at Bryce's film from earlier in the season, he had that back injury that he suffered early. And I think he really struggled through that. It really hurt his mechanics. But about halfway through the year, you could tell he was starting to get healthier. And then his play and his production really took off and got back to that 2013 level. But today at Pro Day, I really think he threw it well. I think the scouts were really happy with the way that he threw it. I know a lot of people not really happy with how Marcus Mariota threw it at Oregon. This guy looks so effortless. We talked about that during his throwing session, how easy he throws the football. He moves around. He's athletic. We saw a number of teams talking to him afterwards. I could see him, and he's on my board. I think it's 75, 76, so right smack in the third round. I think that's about where teams have him. I think this guy could be the number three quarterback off the board.
You know, it's funny because you and I talk a lot of football on and off camera, and in mid-January, you said one thing about him. Mid-February, said another thing about him, and now in mid-March, you're feeling a little bit different, aren't you?
A little bit. I think, you know, at the Senior Bowl, there was an adjustment of having to be in pads, under center, commanding the offense, and I think that was, you know, that was a little bit that had to do with, after I got back from the Senior Bowl, I went and I watched two different games. I watched the game from before he was hurt, and I watched the game from after he was hurt. He's a different quarterback. The one that was after he was hurt, it didn't look like the same guy for 2013, but when you watch the game later in the year, I watched a couple games, Kansas State and the bowl game, he looked like a different quarterback. And I think the injury had a lot to do with it. You see the pro day. That pretty much gives me the confirmation that I may have been right the first time, you know, second, third round about where he should go, as opposed to really, I don't really like this guy. Senior Bowl, I didn't really care for him all that much, but went back and watched the film again. I felt pretty good about the way that he played that second part when he got healthy.
Petty's not the only one who did some nice things here today and has you pretty intrigued about the next level. There's a linebacker here that has done some nice things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Bryce Hager had a great combine, and I think that really kind of put him on the map in some sense. I thought his play during the season was good. I thought it was good. I don't know if I would say it was All-American worthy, but I thought it was pretty good. He's probably going to be a day three guy, mm-hmm. but he's probably going to run down special teams because of his speed. He's going to learn the defense. He's going to be able to play every linebacker spot. He's not a tall guy, so that's going to limit some of the spots you can play him and some of the teams that will look at him. But I think the athleticism, you saw it again today in his pro days. He did some linebacker position drills, so keep an eye on Bryce Hager.
That's going to do it for this week's Texans 360. We thank you so much for watching. Mark Vandermeer returns as the host next week. He's going to be in Arizona at the NFL owners meetings. If you want more on your favorite football team, just go to HoustonTexans.com and also check us out on Sports Radio 610. So long.